Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We continue in our Lenten series. Today we look from the Day of Atonement to the Atonement, the sin bearer and sin bearer. From the beginning of this Lenten season with Ash Wednesday, we have been on this Lenten journey. From sackcloth and ashes, we have come now to the cross. It is a tragic journey, a journey filled with foreboding and sorrow, a journey that leaves us emotionally drained. Because like Jesus, we knew all along where it was going to take us, where this journey was going to go. For us New Testament people, we knew we would, on this day, this Good Friday, we knew that we would come to the cross of Christ. We've made this journey before. Every year we walk with our Lord to Calvary, step by agonizing, bloody step. There's no spring in our step. And we wonder every year why this day is called good. To understand and give meaning to our journey, we return to a time long ago in the Old Testament, long before Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us, and even long before the words of our Lord of our Old Testament text were spoken. The journey began. The journey began in the days of Moses and the wilderness wanderings of the people of Israel. God promised to dwell with his people. He gave Moses instructions for the construction of a tabernacle. There in the most holy place, God made his throne room on earth so that he would be truly present with his people. There in the most holy place, God was with us. God's presence, though, has its drawbacks. It has its difficulties. How can an unholy people, a sinful people, a people like Israel, dwell in the presence of a holy one, the Holy One of Israel? How can the unworthy be in the presence of the righteous one? How can a man be face to face with God? And to add terror to this reality, fire came forth from the altar of the tabernacle and consumed the sons of Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, who offered unholy fire. Fire they took from the wrong place, fire from the true presence of God, and they died. How can anyone stand in the presence of the Holy One? The people, you see, were terrified. But God, who wishes to dwell with his people, established a way for the holy to dwell among the unholy. The Lord instituted the Day of Atonement. One day of the year, the high priest was to go into the most holy place. One day of the year, the high priest took the blood of a goat behind the curtain and placed it on the mercy seat to atone for the sin of the people of God. Thus, the people of God were cleansed from their sins, and they could dwell with God without fear. However, on the Day of Atonement, there were two goats, not just the one that was sacrificed. One goat was sacrificed, and the blood was poured on the most holy place. The other goat was the sin bearer, the scapegoat. God instructed Moses to have the high priest place his hand on the head of that goat and place the sins of the people on that second goat, the live goat, and then send it out. The high priest was to send it out into the wilderness, back to Azazel, back to Satan, back to the father of sin. All the sins of the people were carried away by this sin bearer. two goats. One which was a sacrifice to wash away the sin of the people with its blood, and the other which bore the sins of all the people right back to Satan. In our journey to the cross, we learn that Jesus is the fulfillment of both of these goats. Jesus Christ is both the sacrifice and the sin bearer. Isaiah tells us that surely he has borne our sins and carried our sorrows. The suffering servant is sin bearer. He who knew no sin became sin for us so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. He carries the sins of the whole world. And in his baptism, Jesus took up all the sins and carried them out into the wilderness to Satan. He did battle with this old evil foe. He did battle in the wilderness, but that was only the beginning of his sin-bearing journey. Christ's journey as our sin-bearer continued throughout his earthly life until today, on Good Friday. And it has brought us now to his cross. Christ carried all our sins to Calvary, to Golgotha, the place of the skull. And there we see him lifted up as prophesied. And when we look upon that tree, what do we see? We should see our own sin. For he has carried them to his hill. We should see the one who became our sin and hangs naked as our shame is uncovered. We should see our sin carried by our sin bearer, but we also must see the other goat as well. We see the sacrifice. Jesus is the sacrificial goat who was stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted for us. He is the one whose blood is shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised and we esteemed him not. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. Here Isaiah shows us both goats. Because what Isaiah is showing us is Jesus. And so the journey that began in the wilderness with the children of Israel, the journey that was more clearly defined by the Day of Atonement and the two goats, this journey is fulfilled in Christ Jesus, for he is the fulfillment of the Day of Atonement. Jesus is the atonement. Our Lenten journey has brought us to Jesus, just as we knew it would. Even now, as we look upon the tree of the cross, we see the two goats on the Day of Atonement fulfilled by the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The sin bearer is raised high and lifted upon the tree. The blood of the sacrifice is sprinkled upon all the nations. Christ pours out his blood to atone for the sins of all mankind. The Lamb without blemish or spot cleanses us from every spot and stain. It is our sin that has brought the precious Lamb of God to the cross. For where else could the sin bearer go? It is our guilt and shame that Jesus reveals upon the tree of the cross, and then he atones, pays the price, and we are redeemed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus bore that sin. He shed his blood, and he then declared to Tetelestai, "It is finished." when our Lord and Savior hung his head in death, an amazing thing happened. The sky went dark and the earth shook. The rocks split and curtain of the temple, the barrier of the most holy place, tore in two from top to bottom. The most holy place is now revealed. It is opened to us through the atonement. Jesus, the sin bearer and the sacrifice, took his very own blood through the curtain into the most holy place and poured it upon the mercy seat for us. Indeed, it is finished. We are atoned for. The greatest and last high priest has gone into the most holy place, not with the blood of a goat, but with his very own blood. And this blood cleanses and brings atonement for the entire world. It is finished. The journey that began so long ago has come to this place, and it is finished. The Lamb of God, the sin bearer and sacrifice, fulfills and gives meaning to our journey as we have traveled with him from our exile in the wilderness of sin to his cross. The instrument of torture and death has now become the life-giving tree as Christ Jesus has paid the price. His death and his blood is given and atones for his people. And so it is that this day, in its tragedy, is truly good. In Jesus' precious name, amen. And now may the peace which passes all human understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.